A couple of college kids are trying to make restaurant goers healthier, or at least give them that option. It's touted as a business-friendly alternative to implementing an outright ban. UW-Madison students Dan Chavaz and Eli Persky are co-founders of Informed Consumers Equal Improved Health. Chavaz says, we can check the food labels and control what we eat at home, but when we go to a restaurant, there's no way of knowing the amount of trans fats in our meal.
I mean, it was something that we had started trying to avoid eating it at home. But when you go to the restaurants, you don't know what's in their food. Sometimes you ask, they don't know what's in their food.
The duo came up with a low trans fat award system as a way to incentivize the voluntary removal of trans fat from restaurants and to help consumers to make informed decisions. Persky says it's all about personal choice for both the consumers and the business owners.
The business owners can use whatever ingredients that they like, and the consumers can eat whatever they like. But we think everyone will be happier if they know what's being put in the food.
Trans fats are used because they extend the shelf life of a product. But one restaurant chef says making the switch to a healthier fat is not hard to do. Persky says restaurants can earn a gold award for maintaining a fully trans fat-free menu and a silver award for maintaining a low trans fat menu. But what about the donut shops? Surely they can't eliminate trans fats from those tasty treats. Otherwise, Chavaz admits, they'd be out of business.
Certainly there's still going to be consumers that are happy to eat the donuts. That's the kind of idea, is to keep consumer choice and keep business freedom there while still giving incentives to remove it if you can.
Chavaz says with this voluntary system, they can still make their donuts, but they won't get the award. The UW-Madison students say this is a good halfway point between having no regulation at all to having an outright ban. Jackie Johnson, Wisconsin Radio Network.